Our final article this month is about chocolate. Why do we like it so much? What is the world's favourite chocolate treat? And is chocolate-covered bacon a real thing or just a silly idea we invented? We answer all these questions and more with these bite-sized facts about the amazing cocoa bean.
Welcome to Mexico. The Aztecs believed chocolate was a sacred drink with magical properties. This is why their king Montezuma, who mistakenly believed the Spanish conquistador Cortes to be a visiting deity, gave the Spanish cups of chocolate at a welcome banquet in 1519. The conquistadors said it was a bitter drink for pigs, but still brought the cocoa beans back to Spain, along with all of Montezuma's gold.
Powder power. For most of history, chocolate has been solely a drink, like coffee. But in 1828, a Dutch chemist called Conrad van Houten found a way to make chocolate powder from cocoa beans. His powder opened the way toward the solid, sweetened products we know today, something the Aztecs would not recognize as chocolate.
Why do we love it? The reason why we love chocolate is exactly the same reason why we love, well, love itself. Chocolate has a chemical in it, phenylethylamine, that releases the body's natural endorphins and pleasure-inducing hormones. In this, it's mirroring what the body naturally does when you are in love. But be warned, the more you eat, the less effect the chocolate will have in triggering the body's responses.
Chocolate mania. Almost everything goes well with chocolate. Fruit, of course, foie gras. Mexican food, it's a traditional ingredient in chili con carne. But potato crisps? It seems so. American company Lay's produced chocolate-covered potato crisps not long ago. And how about chocolate-covered bacon? That's a thing in the USA. And America is also where you can now buy a snortable chocolate, Coco Loco. But at around $25 for a small pot, you're probably better off just putting cocoa powder up your nose, or not.
World favorites. On Valentine's Day 2018, the voting site Ranker conducted a poll to find the world's favorite chocolate bar. The Kit Kat was voted Planet Earth's champion chocolate, which perhaps suggests that there was major participation by fans from Japan, where there are more than 80 different types of Kit Kat, including wasabi flavor and sweet potato. No doubt they taste better than they sound. Twix, appropriately, came in at number 2, with Snickers sneaking into 3rd place.
Accidental genius. In 1930, New England guest house owner Ruth Wakefield was making chocolate cookies for her guests when she realized she was out of baking chocolate. So she broke a bar of Nestle semi-sweet chocolate into small pieces and mixed them in, thinking the chocolate would melt in the oven and give the same result. Her choc chip cookies proved such a success that Nestle offered her a lifetime supply of chocolate in return for the recipe.
Choc shock. These are troubling times for chocoholics. In recent years, the price of chocolate has been unstable, and scientists have been warning of a crisis ahead. Industry experts say chocolate may become a luxury product again or even go extinct. Chocolate only grows in equatorial regions. Around 70% comes from Ghana and the Ivory Coast, where the temperature, humidity, and soil are just right. But by 2050, global warming will make these regions inhospitable to the fragile bean. Manufacturer Mars is investing $1 billion on genetic research to develop stronger plants, a sign of how seriously the problem is being taken.